Well, hi, everybody. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Free K-12 Education Talk Radio. Thank you for being with us. I really appreciate it, as will my guests. My guests are Isaac Bautier. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Isaac, from my good friends over at Kaplan. You know, the test prep folks. Okay, we've also got, and she'll be with us in just a couple of minutes, Allison. Allison, I hope, I'm going to let you pronounce your last name. I'm going to try here. It's Lakshalal. I hope I did that right. She'll tell me, or maybe Isaac can. And she's from my other good friends over at ACT. And they've been working together. They put together some nice programs. So we're going to be talking about how they're working together, how it all came about, et cetera, et cetera. It's important for your students and their futures to understand how all this works. So the whole thing boils down to an equity question and an access question. We're going to talk about some of their fee waiver programs. It's all important stuff. So we'll start with Isaac, get to Allison when she comes on. I want everybody to know we're going to archive the show over at ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org, which, as you know, is the home site of our American Consortium for Equity in Education. I hope you take a minute, go over to ace-ed.org, join with us over there, and read our magazine, which is excellent. It's called Equity in Access. It's an online journal. It's right on site. And I think you'll be impressed with the editorial that's in there. Believe me, you'll learn a lot about equity and access in this age of equity and access. Pass it around to your friends. Know the website. It's ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org. Of course, everything over there is at no charge, free. So join up with us and get your voice heard, okay, in the quest for equity and access. Allison will be here in just a minute, but I've got Isaac here. Good morning, Isaac. It's Larry.
Good morning, Larry. How's it going?
I'm good. I'm pretty well, my friend. Where are you located?
I am located in Manhattan.
I'll take Manhattan, the Bronx, and Staten Island. How's things going on with COVID down there?
Things are you know, spiking here, unfortunately. But
yeah.
I think is good is that a lot of people are taking that seriously. So hopefully this is just a blip.
Good enough. You're like Hawaii. You're on the Big Island, and I'm glad you're safe and over there. And Allison did just join us. The $64,000 question, Allison. Pronounce your last name for me. Larry here.
Everyone ask. It's Lakshalal.
Lakshalal. Actually, I had it
genetic,
but I wanted to be sure I was doing it right. What an interesting name. Okay, Lakshalal. Okay, thank
good
you.
Job. Wait, yeah.
Yeah, what's the derivation, if I may ask? What nationality?
It's Mayan. So it's like
really?
taco with an L in the middle is how I always tell everyone to pronounce it. So a lot of people just call me Taco. So
can we describe the nation as Mexican or Peruvian? Where do we talk about?
Yeah, Mexican. Yeah.
Mexican. You know, I was thinking, I love name derivation, as is obvious from the question. I was going to say Mexican. I'm very proud of myself right now. I hadn't said that, but I am very proud of myself because I saw in it a little bit of the ancient Indian names. Well, you're my first Mayan. Thank you for coming on.
I married the name. So I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having
I make you an honorary Mayan. You're my first.
Thank
Mayan.
You.
You're welcome. Okay. Isaac, did I do Bautier all right, Isaac?
That's how most people pronounce it. I pronounce it Bautier, but I'm used to hearing Bautier, so that
okay.
works for me.
I will do Bautier from Kaplan and Allison to Lakshalal. How's that? From ACT.
Very
ACT.
Good. Very
okay,
good.
ACT. That, oh, wow. Thank you. I know you had a meeting just before this, so I appreciate you getting here right as we started the show. That's terrific. Isaac, you're the business lead for Kaplan's pre-college programs, and you put
That's right.
together, or at least acted as part the manager, so to speak, to put it together for the Kaplan ACT partnership. And of course, you're on the Kaplan side. Talk to me about why and how the partnership happened. And I love it, by the way. You're two companies I love working with. So go ahead.
Thanks for saying that, Larry. The partnership really originated based on a lot of research that Allison and her team at ACT did on their end, and a lot of, you know, them understanding what students were looking for in the space. So I might actually kick it to her to frame that for us, and then we could take it from there about what we did with that research to kind of build out some of these new ACT Kaplan courses.
Okay, Allison?
Yeah, sure. So what we had done is we were looking to really understand. We do a lot of research, of course, at ACT. In the test prep space, I am really, really passionate about what we call voice of the customer work. So when students came to take the ACT in 2018 through 2019, we put out a lot of test day surveys. So when students sat for the ACT, we would send them a survey after the test and ask them a lot of questions about preparation for the ACT and, you know, what did they do to prepare? And I worked to kind of include a lot of questions about that preparation and what they were looking to use in preparation for the test. And we use that information to really understand how students felt, you know, most prepared and what resources they were using to prepare and how many of them were preparing for the test the first time, the second time, and the third time. So after a year's work of understanding what students use to prepare, we kind of looked at all that, and what we learned is that students really were looking for the top three things were always the same. Actually, they never changed from each survey that we did. And they were always ample realistic practice questions, and then live instruction and tutoring. So as a result of that, we knew that we, you know, looked at our portfolio of test prep offerings that we had currently, and we wanted to make some changes, and we knew that Kaplan offered, of course, tutoring and instruction. So in 2019, we looked to Kaplan to figure out ways that we can partner and make these digital products that we'll talk more about, and Isaac will really kind of go deep into the product that we're going to talk about today to make that happen.
Cool. Thank you for that. Can I ask a couple questions about that? I find this fascinating. Okay, I really do. This is great information. Of course, I'll just say testing has always scared kids. I remember when I was doing it, and I'm talking about, during Roman times when I was a kid. Okay, it's unbelievable. Okay, ancient Rome I'm referring to. All right. And, you know, when they say they want realistic questions, what do they mean when they say that?
Yeah, so that's a really great question, because it was fascinating for us, because when they say realistic questions, we actually did another what we call a focus group, and we dove more into what that means. And at ACT, we call our courses now, we actually say that we offer ACT official test prep. And what we mean by official is that we actually are the only, you know, test prep provider that can offer official questions. And when we showed students what that meant and what we mean by official is these questions we have in our course, are actually ones that we had on our ACT test. So students actually have experienced that on test day. They're not questions that, you know, were made up to practice on. These are actually, you know, I joke about it, but like taken from the ACT vault, actually were on the actual ACT exam itself.
That's pretty cool. That's a great explanation of that, and thank you so much. So now let's go over to Isaac. Isaac, you have this information. What happens next? You guys are the kings of test prep.
So that was the springboard for us, that the first thing Allison and I agreed on and aligned on was, hey, no matter what learning program we're talking about, we have to make sure that it has a lot of official practice questions and the opportunity to do a lot of official practice tests. So every single course that we rolled out together, every single one of them comes with 5 official ACT practice tests. So these are full-length practice tests that were administered in the past, as well as over 2,000 practice questions that students can take, you know, whenever they want to make sure that they're understanding the material. So that was the baseline for us that, hey, we have to have all of this practice available to students. And then, and, you know, this is, Allison was speaking to this, why we think our two organizations working together works so well, is that given Kaplan's background and expertise in preparing students and teaching students in all different ways, whether live instruction or instructional videos or one-on-one with tutoring, what we knew that we could do and work well with ACT on is providing the right structure and support and the right framework to serve up all of this practice to students so that they don't feel overwhelmed by everything that's in front of them. So, Larry, you were talking earlier about, you know, some of the anxiety and some of the pressure that comes with taking a test.
Absolutely.
Well, so much of that, we think, is based on, you know, a bit of a fear of the unknown. What exactly is it going to feel like and look like on test day?
That's a good point.
And that's what we try to do a lot to dispel, that, you know, we have students feeling very comfortable that they won't be surprised by anything on test day, that the kinds of questions they're going to see are going to be familiar to them. The approaches that they should be taking as they are working through the exam itself will also feel familiar. And if you take all of that together, I think it shows why Allison and I felt that, hey, there's a really good opportunity here to help students out and really lessen a lot of the pressure that comes with preparing for some of the challenges that will show up on test day.
And, you know, I must ask a question that's a little deeper, okay? Well, as you put together the questions, okay, be there in test prep or on the test itself, and I think this might go to Allison. I'm not sure, okay? Allison, what is the goal, okay, of the test? And I know that sounds like a stupid question because obviously it's to get a good grade and get into college and that sort of stuff, all right? But beyond that, is the goal to test their knowledge or is their goal to test their speed or is the goal – what is the actual goal that we're trying to – what's the actual piece of information we're trying to get from these kids as we take the test?
Yeah, so great question.
Is that a good question? I'm curious about it. Is that a good question?
Yeah. So we're looking because it's a timed and it's a standardized test and it's something. It's, you know, it's definitely a hot topic that's kind of out there today. So there's a lot of things that go into standardized tests and even with test prep, right? Like so. It's a timed assessment. We do have accommodations for students that need it as well.
Oh, I know you do.
So you're,
I know you do.
Yeah, definitely. So there's a lot of different factors that we're looking to test, right? So on the ACT, you're looking, there's four different subjects that we're looking to test. We're really just looking to test the ACT. I mean, you're really looking at testing things that they have learned in their curriculum through their high school. So test prep is also something that is people will question too as well. Like, oh, should you have to prepare? But absolutely, like we say to students, like there's strategies that you can prepare to go into test day and, you know, make sure that you're reviewing the strategies and skills that you learned in high school because the ACT is, you know, what students and parents feel is a high-stakes exam. I mean, there's scholarships associated with the ACT still today. And, you know, so it's definitely something that schools look at as a way to be able to compare students because there's a GPA and, you know, there's extracurricular activities, but it's something that's really, again, a standardized tool that schools and universities can use to be able to look at students when they're looking at their application. So for the test prep piece, it's really important for students to be able to practice. We always say, you know, start with that practice exam, get a comfortable feel for
hours.
It, you know.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Instead
I
of
was
just
gonna
going
say 10,000 hours,
cold,
you're an expert. Yeah,
always
practice, practice,
good.
Practice.
Yeah.
It really – so let me ask you another question, which to me is this stuff is fascinating to me because I don't know a lot about it. And a lot of it is learning science, okay, and neuroscience. And I just find it – absolutely fascinating. Okay, let me throw this one to Isaac. Okay, Isaac over at Kaplan. Okay, the purpose. What is the purpose of doing the test prep? Not the test, the test prep. Why do you guys put so much emphasis on that? I think it's wonderful you do, but what's the why behind that? There's a tough.
That's a great question, Larry. I think a lot of it goes back to what I was referencing earlier, is that we want to make sure students are feeling comfortable and confident going into test day, so that they don't feel thrown off by anything that they're going to face while they are taking the test itself. You know, in my own background, I've done a bunch of teaching, and frequently, when students come up to me and they tell me about how they're you know, not feeling particularly confident, they don't tell me about how they feel that, you know, they can't understand this math concept. Instead, they're talking about something else, which is that they're trying to make sure that they get to the right comfort level so that they can properly execute against the math knowledge, for instance, that they have. So that's a lot of the way we think about our role, which is not only to be, you know, helping people understand like an algebra concept, but also to be helping them with, you know, managing the different things that they need to be considering, both going into a test and actually taking the test itself. So making sure that they are feeling the right level of calm so that they can focus on a question and be present as they are taking it. So we view our role not only as, you know, educators who are making sure that certain concepts are learned, but also as, mm-hmm. as coaches who are mm-hmm. making students feel comfortable and confident.
Yeah.
So I think that's really at the heart of what we focus on.
That's a beautiful way to put it. I mean, you both of you and both companies have a tremendous, it's so important, a tremendous responsibility. Okay, a tremendous responsibility to measure the learning of students, of children, okay, and to make sure that they're ready to move forward. Okay, with their learning, and that is a tremendous opportunity, and I can't thank you enough about how much time and effort and neuroscience and learning yourselves that you put into this stuff. I mean, it is really, really an important thing about what you do, and that why question becomes so important. You both answered that just beautifully. I got to tell you, it's really fascinating. So let me ask you this. I labeled the show because I knew you were going to do it. You have a fee waiver program, and this has always been a challenge. You know, there's always been an equity question out there in Kaplan, you know, and the ACT testing, the high stakes testing. There is an equity question out there. And one of the things is with fees, okay? I guess this is an Allison question. Allison, what's going on with fee waiver?
Yeah, so it's kind of almost like I feel like a best-kept secret. Not everyone talks about it all the time,
yeah,
so I appreciate you having us here to talk about it.
Oh, my God, are you kidding?
Yeah. Love so ACT gives, fee waivers to students, and this year we actually changed our fee waiver policy. We increased it. So students that are eligible, so ACT gives fee waivers to students that enables them to take the ACT at no fee at all. We give these to counselors in schools. So, and for students in 11th and 12th grade, it used to be that they could take the ACT twice. Starting this year, we actually gave it that they can take it four separate times.
Really?
So this is a new policy that we put into place. It was a great program. That again, I feel like it's almost like a secret, but it's something that we do that we are very proud of. And the other benefit that Isaac and I are here to also talk about, we recently also, as part of that change, we've always given test prep as part of the fee waiver, part of the fee waiver program, because not only do we feel that students should be able to, you know, take the ACT and everyone should be able to take that at no cost if they need to, but we also want to make sure that they can go in feeling confident and prepared and have the same test prep program if they need it. So this year, the brand new product that came out, the one that we were just talking about, students that get a fee waiver are also eligible to receive that product for a full year completely for free. So we are really excited to be able to offer that this year as part of our fee waiver program as well.
How do they do they talk to their guidance counselor, their school counselor? How do they apply for this? Where is all this information for them? I'll ask Allison. Yeah.
Yep. So the information is actually right on our website. You can even just Google. I was able to even just do it myself, like ACT fee waiver. And ACT fee waiver, like requirements.
ACT fee waiver. Yeah.
ACT fee waivers, yes, it's right there, and it's on our website and everything, and all the details are there. But, yes, their guidance counselor, ACT, gives the schools, everyone has the potential, you know, to get fee waivers if they're eligible for it. The guidance counselors have them, the schools have them, and it's really, you know, depending upon, you know, their income and everything.
Of course.
Their eligibility is met through the school. And the school will give it to them, and then they literally get the fee waiver, and they go right to our site just like every other student, and they can put in their fee waiver code, and they will get their free prep with it. They'll be able to register for the ACT right through our site, and again, they can do that up to 4 times. And it's just an awesome program. And again, if they would like to learn more about it, literally they can Google ACT fee waiver, or they can go to our website and find it there.
I love it. I have a funny question. Thank you for that, Allison. That was great. And Isaac, I have a funny question for you. Okay. You there, Isaac?
I'm here. I'm ready.
Okay. You ready? Allison just said they can take the test 4 times. And as she was saying that, it dawned on me. I know there's a difference, but I'm going to ask you, what's the difference between test prep and taking the test 1 time, 2 times, and then in your mind taking it for real a 3rd time? Okay, what's the difference between test prep and just taking the test? And that's a weird question, but it just struck me that. Go ahead, tell me. Yeah.
Oh, I think it's an important question, and you know, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I think it goes back to this idea that I've been talking about that repetition is very important, right? So the difference in everything that you described, I think, goes back to comfort level. The first time you take a practice test, it's going to feel foreign to you, and you're going to have a tough time maybe kind of navigating, what exactly am I being tested on here? What are the constraints that I have in terms of the number of questions that I'm doing and the amount of time that I have to do those questions? Well, each time you do a practice test, you're going to feel more comfortable with all of those different variables of, okay, it is actually these topics that are tested and this amount of time that I have to cover each of the questions. So the more you do that, the more it's going to be the case that when you show up on test day, you're going to have this this different experience where you're not sitting down feeling like, wow, I don't know what's about to happen here.
Yeah.
And instead, you're going to have an experience that is more like, right, I've done this a bunch of times. I'm now doing it, you know, in a different setting, but I have a sense of exactly what this is going to be like. And then if you feel that, hey, you know, I've done it once and I have this score, but I'd like to take another shot at it and see if I can improve, the same kind of arc and the same circle of that experience will replicate itself, where you're getting more opportunities to fine-tune your process and the way that you're going to work through the test itself, so that when you show up on test day, you're going to feel even more confident in executing against the plan that we've established for you and that you've realized works best for you.
Yeah, you know, and your goal is to have these kids be successful. I'm just curious about that. Thanks for that good answer. The whole thing is just fascinating to me, and the science behind it. I want to ask you about that. You know, there is a neuroscience behind test taking, so to speak, and learning. Okay, so what? And I'll go with. I'll start with Isaac, but he can switch to Allison. So, what's the learning science behind this? And it's a self-paced product, I believe. Okay, how's it put together? What factors go in there? Who are the geniuses that we need to make this happen and make it work? What's the neuroscience, the learning science behind it? And I'm being serious when I ask that. You guys, this is big stuff. This is important stuff. It's science. Isaac.
It's really, really important, and we do have a lot of geniuses at Kaplan who work to make sure that We are always, you know, incorporating the best learning science principles in anything that we are putting in front of students. So I'm extremely appreciative of them. They spend a lot of time up front with the material that that ACT was giving us here to put these learning programs together. And really, we're very mindful and purposeful about the best way to serve it up to students. So I'll again, as you said, focus on the self-paced course, which, as Allison said, is something that every single fee waiver student gets for free. And I'll highlight some of the things that we were thinking about and then incorporated into that course itself. So I'll start high level here. There were three guiding lights that we had that we wanted to make sure students got with the self-paced course. One, we wanted to make sure it was very flexible, so it was something that they could do anytime and anywhere. We wanted to make sure it was comprehensive, and along those lines, the self-paced course itself, has 30 different lessons, and each lesson starts with an instructional video that's under about 10 minutes, and it's followed by about 10 official questions that they can practice with.
Wow.
And so the guiding light there that was important to us is that we know how important it is for students to learn by doing. What we didn't want is for students to be sitting there and have someone lecture at them for, you know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour. And so instead, as a senior is working through the self-paced course, they'll never go more than 2 to 3 minutes without being prompted to try an official question. And those official questions will always be followed by an explanation.
Wow.
So I would say as an umbrella idea, the most important thing that we want to make sure is to give students an opportunity to learn by doing.
Wow. I love that. So they actually get an explanation of the question and answer during the test prep mode, the self-paced mode. Did I hear that
correctly? Right. So they'll both be as they are watching instructional videos, they'll be prompted to try an official question, and then the instructor, Dennis Yim, who's one of our best instructors,
Dennis is great. Dennis was on this show 2 weeks ago.
Dennis is really great.
He's
at this point a lifelong educator who cares
he's
so
the king.
Much about
he's the king. The king
he
of,
is
the
he
king
is
of cap the king of test test prep. But go ahead. Yeah.
That's true. That is
yes,
what we call
the
it.
The emperor. The emperor. Yeah. Go ahead.
So all students are gonna be prompted by Dennis, who's on camera during these self-paced video lessons, to try a problem, and then they'll get Dennis's explanation of that problem. So that's what they'll see in the video lessons themselves, and then once they're done with the lesson, they get the opportunity to do a lot more practice and then see either a video or a written explanation after that.
Wow, it's just incredible. What do you do? I don't know, okay? And I don't know if you do anything, but for students who are English language learners and you know, who are struggling with languages, are there any ways you can handle that for kids during the test prep and the self-paced stuff? Allison.
So it,
or whoever. Isaac, go ahead. I'm sorry. Whoever. Yeah.
Isaac, Isaac, were you going to say something about that?
Oh, I was going to say, well, we do have different options that we try to accommodate students given their learning needs. So it depends which product they're in, and depending on which product they're in, every product of ours is built to be very accessible. So there are different options with the way you can,
I wanted to make sure we got
you
that.
Can work your way through it.
So that was
a big priority in our partnership to make sure there's a high level of accessibility across all products.
And I know you guys do that. I just wanted to hear you say it to make sure we got that point across. Allison, you said something before that a lot of people don't know or aren't taking advantage, I should say it that way, of the fee waiver. Okay, we want to get that point across to everybody because it is important. And so how can teachers, school staff, particularly I assume school counselors, college counselors, support the fee waiver students, A, making sure they know about it, and B, help them themselves feel confident in test prep, et cetera, and the testing process. Allison.
Yeah, I think awareness is key, right? So thanks again for having us here. I think this is great. The more we can talk about it
and have the
counselors and teachers and you know, just educators continue to just talk about it with the students and parents. and just let them know that it is an option. We at ACT are working very hard to continue to put it out there on our, you know, on our social media pages and on our website. So I think just really making sure we continue to talk about it and communicate, and then also making sure that we talk to the students directly. So when, you know, they're calling in and they're, you know, reaching out, that we're letting them know about these options. And then also that they're utilizing the test prep. It's important. So when they, you know, register for the fee waiver and they're enrolled in the test prep, like literally automatically enrolled in it for free, making sure that we're constantly, you know, communicating with them about the test prep and going back and making sure that they're using it, sending them communication to remind them that it's there. So that way they do go in, you know, to test day with the confidence and that they're able to utilize the tools that we're giving them for free. So
And you said something else that just struck me, okay, which would never occur to me in a million years, but back 10,000 years ago when I was doing all this and taking your tests. Do people actually call and ask questions about the test before they sign up to take it? Or do they take advantage of everything that ACT offers? And I'm at Kaplan too, but I'll just start with ACT. Do they understand that you guys are there to help? And do they tap into your expertise and ask for the help? Or do they do it enough?
Yeah.
Maybe that's another question. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, we get tons of calls. ACT and Kaplan both. I mean, I know Isaac can talk about it too, but we have calls, we have emails, we have social media channels, you know. Unfortunately, with COVID and the pandemic, we sometimes are, you know, very overwhelmed by the volume of calls, and we are doing our best to try to work through that, in, you know, trying to figure out how we can take all of the all of the calls and customers that are reaching out to us. But absolutely, people, you know, have tons of questions. It is a you know, time where even, you know, parents, of course, really want to know all of the answers and help their child the best way that they can. So ACT is there in a number of ways, you know, not only on the web and not only through calls, but also through our social media channels and every other way that we can be. We have newsletters that we send out on a monthly basis. We send out communication through the schools and things like that. So we try a variety of different channels to ensure that we get out the information to, you know, the educators, the parents, and the students as much as we can.
That is a great answer. And, you know, again, when I was doing this back in the day a million years ago, I keep going 10,000, 20,000, now I'm up to a million years ago, all right? But it would have never occurred to anyone back then to find out what was really – to ask the questions. You just assumed that I'm going to take it, that's the end of it, and you bought a book maybe that helped you take the – you remember those old those things. The world has changed so much, and you guys are working so hard, okay, to make it more accommodating, easier, and more successful, give more kids opportunity – okay, then you can imagine. We got to go in just a minute, but I want to just – Isaac, do you have anything to add at this stage? Anything you'd like
One
to say?
One more thing I want to highlight
sure.
along the lines of what we were just talking about is that I really encourage everyone to try out some of the free materials that they can get both from the Kaplan website and from the ACT website. So you can get a full-length practice test through the ACT website for free. On the Kaplan side, you can get – a question of the day delivered to your email every single day that would allow you to practice. They could take a little pop quiz. So to go back to that same theme of, you know, getting your feet wet and kind of understanding what kind of questions are on the test itself and what it tests you on, I really encourage people to try those things out. And again, they're completely free.
And you can get a question of the day sent to your email.
That's right.
I love it. That's fantastic. Mom and dads, everybody listening, you should start that when the kids are in fourth grade. Get them used to it starting in fourth grade. Start the email now. Okay. I love that. That is just great. Okay. I want to thank you both. I really enjoyed this show. Thank you so much. It's so good to have two of my favorite companies working together and have you both on the show at the same time. I'm thrilled. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you very much. It's been great.
You were both terrific, and I can't thank you enough. And both of you stay safe and have happy holidays, okay?
You as well.
Thanks,
thank
you
so
you.
Much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Cut you off accidentally. Thank you, Isaac Boatier, okay, from Kaplan and Allison. Here we go. Talako Shalal, okay, from ACT, ACT.org. Fascinating to me. Okay, let your students know this is available to them. Fee waivers, just Google ACT fee waiver. Okay, the prep, okay, comes with the fee waiver. Okay, and the prep is, it's just all so important. It all works together. Okay, and it's when all said and done, it's a great measure of knowledge and speed and competence and all that. And it's going to be a measure for success. All right, so then make kids feel good. No reason to be scared of those tests anymore. All right, we'll archive at ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org. I'm Larry Jacobs. Thank you for listening.